The National Media Commission has cleared the air on the appointment of boards to state-owned media houses. It said in its appointment, the commission takes into consideration professional competence and not political affiliation. A member of the commission, Nana Esilfikomdia, made the assertion on GTV's current affairs program Talking Point last night, which discussed the 20 years of the existence of the National Media Commission. The panelists agreed that the NMC has done well in insulating state-owned media houses from government control, but added that it could be better. They were unanimous on proper funding of the commission to enable it to perform its constitutionally mandated duties. Nana Esilfikundia said there is a great future for journalism in Ghana.
There's a great future for this country, for the commission, and for journalism, if only journalists will understand that the Media Commission is for them, and it's their last bastion. Secondly, we have a problem there about the state-owned and the private sector. Most of the time, the troubles come from the private sector. And I think that when we sit down to redo it, then we shall begin to have to maybe play level playing ground between the private and the state-owned. Funding, well, everyone is, you know, in trouble with money, and I think
member of the NMC, Nana Esilfikundia, the general manager in charge of newspapers at the Graphic Communications Group Limited, Yawedu Ayebuafu, proposed that a percentage of the profit made by media houses be given to the NMC to facilitate its smooth operations.
That portion of the spectrum that is used for a broadcaster, that spectrum, I think, and that spectrum should be ceded to the National Media Commission so that the money that those who get the allocation pay, a portion of it will be paid to the National Media Commission, and also that media houses, a certain percentage of their profit should be given to the National Media Commission so that it will not go to government for money. It is only when the Media Commission is adequately resourced through these means that it can do independent work, and independent work will be in favor of every Ghanaian.
General Manager in charge of newspapers at the Graphic Communications Group Limited, Yawedu Ayebuafu. The managing editor of the Ghanaian Observer, Egbert Fable, said government must not pay lip service to the NMC, but make sure it is resourced to the fullest.
The NMC should be resourced. I think that the future of the NMC depends on a certain level of commitment. It has the personnel. It can do better than it is doing now. But it's all a matter of resources. And I think that government should not pay lip service to the existence of the commission. It should just give it the budgetary influence to enable it, you know, also spread out by way of even training, assisting the media to train itself to become even more professional. I do not want the NMC to have teeth to the extent where, even like as Mr. Yawedu Ayebuafu is suggesting, maybe some person in government may not like a particular journalist or media house, and so may fall on his cronies on the commission and use them to gag the person. But you see, the licensing regime, or if you like, the regulatory regime that we have with the NMC, I think that, you know, at the end of every year, for example, the Media Commission should be able to put out a report in which report, among others, it should be able to point out which media houses or which journalist, you know, has not conducted himself or herself well in the year that has just gone by. And then possibly, as we are thinking of looking at the Media Commission after 20 years of existence, I mean, we should give it certain powers.
Edgar Fable is the managing editor of the Ghanaian Observer newspaper.